Last week we talked about the subject, what's on your mind? What's on your mind? Amen? What's on your mind? The mind is very crucial to every human being. Today, I want to talk about something we've titled, This or That. This or That. You'll see in your bulletin, you have a depiction of it, like black and white. You know, hallelujah. I want to take my first text from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. Moses said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Hallelujah. I lay before you, because you are a creature of choice, everything we do in life is based on choice. One of the greatest gifts God has given mankind is the gift of choice. It's a blessing. To be able to choose is a blessing. Hallelujah. It is a power. Anybody who cannot choose, they are powerless. And God did not create us powerless. In other words, He created us as free moral agents. People with ability to choose. He endowed us with that power. And guess what? God does not want to take that power away from anybody. If not, you become a robot. And God is not a robot. He created us in His image. Amen? Every day we go through mental struggles. A lot of people go through mental battles in determining what to choose. And it's so sad that a lot of people, a lot of Christians, lose this battle on a daily basis. Why? Because certain factors are not in place within them to help them choose right. Certain things need to be in place if you are going to choose right, and if you are going to choose according to the will of God. The choices we make automatically reveals the workings of our minds and who is really in control. I remember preaching a message here. Who is in control? Who is in control of your life? You wonder why does Pastor Carl hone on this kind of subject matters? I tell us time and time again, there is only one thing God is interested in our lives, and that is our character. Having the character of Jesus. Having the lifestyle of Jesus. It's a nature we were not born with, but it's a nature we can cultivate. And my goal in life is to help anybody around me to cultivate that nature. Because in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, our mission statement, the number one mission statement is what? To do what? Make heaven. You see, the principles of Jesus will bless you. But only the person of Jesus Christ can help you get to heaven. Without the person of Jesus, without accepting Him as Lord and Savior, and understanding what it means to be Lord, which is some of the things I'm going to honor on this morning. People call Him Savior because we want to make heaven. We forget He has to be Lord so that we can make heaven. Let me quickly give you four things that we need to remember every day and understand. They are truths. Number one, God is.
Everybody say, God is. God is. There is no time that God was. And God will never be used to be. God will always be. Amen? Number two, God is the creator of all we know and all we are yet to know. Don't be fooled by science. That says something, everything just happened. It was a big bang. We evolved. Recently in South Africa, they said, now they found a first human, and they depicted this, they saw the skull, and they depicted the face in a strange way. They call it Naledi. Sound like my lady. Praise the Lord. But human beings are very prone to mistakes. Praise the Lord. Human beings are prone to what? Making mistakes. Number three, the word of God is settled. Amen. The Bible is written by inspiration of the Holy Spirit through different men who never contradicted each other. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Number four, every human being is made in the likeness of God, having a spirit. You may have known this before. You may have heard this before. Remember what I said last week. Repetition is the mother of perfection. Hallelujah. Because you know it does not mean you can't be reminded of it. God made us having a spirit, having a soul, and we live in a body. Praise the Lord. Now Satan, that guy, anywhere you see confusion, it's not God. Can I say that again? Anywhere you see confusion, God was not there. Satan is the author of confusion. Amen? And this Satan, his name used to be called Lucifer. Lucifer. Lucifero. Light bearer. He had an exalted position with God before he was sent away from heaven. He was the most beautiful being that God ever created. He was the chief musician in heaven. He was the choir master. He was the one that made melody in heaven. His whole body was musical instruments. Him alone and by himself. But through the power of God. Because he was created by God. Lucifer had everything. Any being, any created being can ever dream of. He had a position that any being would dream to attain. Things that were at his disposition. Angels that were under his control. Innumerable numbers. I'm going to read a scripture. Actually, not a scripture, kind of Bible verses. Isaiah 14. This morning, I want to teach. You know, I want to teach. I don't want to kind of, I don't like glossing through scriptures. I don't like it. Because if we don't understand it, then what's the benefit? Isaiah 14, I'm going to read from verse 12 through to 15. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. This is the crux of our message this morning. But I'm going to open your eyes to it in a way you've never understood it before. And if you have, fantastic. You'll understand it a little bit better. Amen? With everything that was at his disposal, everything he had, his mind began to wander. Remember, he too was created a free moral being. It was after the fall that God sealed all the angels, that the angels cannot do whatever they like anymore. They were like human beings. They had the kind of mind to choose and make decisions. So one day he allowed his mind to go in a direction that will oppose God. He was faced with being satisfied for who God has made him, being satisfied with his exalted position, but his mind began to wander away from his maker, away from his assignment, away from his responsibility, away from the purpose for which God created him. He thought in his mind. He wanted equality with God. He thought in his mind, I'm supposed to be at the least on the same level with my maker. But he said, I want to be exalted above. I want God to bow to me, including every angel in heaven, including everything. He wanted to be in charge of everything. You know, like in, we shared with the workers this morning briefly, the church has become an entertainment center. Hallelujah. Worship leaders have become celebrities. Amen. Applaud, shouting, hailing them, forgetting who gave them the gift, forgetting who put them there. When a worship leader, a worship so-called musician, will now charge money before he comes to praise God. I don't care what he wants to sing. Oh, preachers, before I come to your church, this is how much I want. This is the kind of water I want to drink. Let every preacher watch this video that Kalawanzin said so. You are outside the will of God. It does not matter who you are. Charging to preach? Under what rationale? A messenger charging to deliver the message? And you say Nigerian is corrupt with bribery. That's evil. So if I don't have what you demand, then we are not worth the message God wants to speak through you. When did Jesus start charging money for preaching? Let's call a spade and not an agricultural instrument. Hallelujah. With this mind, he had not even said it out. He had influence over some angels.
God sent them all out of heaven. They were immediately separated from God. The moment his mind went in the direction that was away from God, God separated himself from Lucifer. Hallelujah. And then many millenniums after that, God decided, you know, if you read that scripture very well, he was cast into the earth. He became in charge, the man in charge of the earth. And now God wanted to take charge. He wanted to gain control back. And God has several ways. You know, today, if God wants to destroy Satan and finish him totally, he can do so. But if God does so, you see, the power of choice is simply based on the fact that there is something to choose. There will always be, it's either this or that. If not, you don't have power. If there's only one thing, and you say, well, I have the power of choice. No, you don't. Because that's the only thing there is. The only way to exercise your power is, consider this, consider that, and then make a choice. But now, how we choose matters a lot. How we choose determines what we choose. Amen? So, God now created a garden on earth. You know this story very well, but I'm still going to tell it. And in the garden, he now put the first man and the first woman. Adam was formed from the dust. That was his relationship with the earth. And then God breathed into his nostrils. And he rose up to become a living soul. That was his relationship with God. The Spirit of God inside him helped him to relate with God. His body that was formed from the dust helped him to relate with his environment. I hope you are understanding what I'm saying. Hallelujah. They were made in the image of God. They had the power to choose. God put them in charge of the garden. At that time, God said to Adam, everything belongs to you. Have dominion. That was number one. Number two, they could relate easily to the heavenly realm. Every cool of the evening, they knew the presence of God. They were joyful in relating with the presence of God. Praise the Lord. And God loved them in an unprecedented way. God poured his love over Adam and Eve. God lavished his love over Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. One day, Satan found his way into the garden. He caught the attention of Adam and Eve. Now, I don't want to label him, whether it's the woman or the man now. Let's put them together. Hallelujah. Now, watch this. He presented them. He presented to them the same scenario that made him an outcast. The same scenario that kicked him out of heaven. He saw how God lavished his love over Adam and Eve. He became jealous of them too. Now he wants still to prove himself that he's the ruler of the earth. And he came. He sold them a lie. He initiated the discussion. He brought the suggestion. Be careful the suggestions you listen to. Be careful who is suggesting what to you. Did God say? You know that scripture? Let's go back there. Genesis chapter 3. You see, if you can understand Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 3, you understand the whole Bible. It's just the truth. Amen. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea. Who started the discussion? It was Satan. Who brought the suggestion? It was Satan. Yea. Had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? You see the trick there. God said, of every tree of the garden you can eat. But this tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it. Now he came. Did God say you shouldn't eat of every tree? You know how somebody who wants to pull words out of your mouth, how they will tease you. Amen? He teased Eve like that. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the trees of the garden. We can eat it. But of the tree, but the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now listen to what he said, which is where he was going. You will not surely die. Some are in church who said they are Christian, but they have judged the word of God to be a lie. They don't believe the word of God. You see, why God frowns at unbelief? Because the moment you don't accept the word of God as the infallible truth, as the final authority, you are saying, God, you are a liar. In the same way Satan came into the garden and said to Eve, you shall not surely die. He's saying, God is a liar. He said, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open. Watch this. Watch this. Your eyes will be open. And what? And what? You will be like God. What did he say in Isaiah 14? I want to be. He said, eat it. You will become equal with God. Take it. You and God will be on the same level. The truth of the matter is, if you eat it, you won't need God anymore. Eat it. You can do things by yourself. You know, our children, how do you know that they have Adamic nature? When they were born, after a little while, you begin to see demonic traits. Don't lie. I know you love them, but it's the truth. You catch them red-handed doing something. And they tell you, no, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Leave me, I can do it by myself. That's what most people are saying to God today. Leave me. I can do it by myself. I'm qualified to do it by myself. God, I don't need you. I don't need your interference in choosing whether this or that. Let me do it by myself. Because we claim now, passing the nature of Adam and Eve, eating that tree, of the fruit of that tree, now that nature passed into us. The knowledge of good and evil. They had everything. They did not lack nothing. But one thing they lacked, and one thing they should never have desired, and one thing they will never have, was to be equal with God. I want to be equal with God. You know, that's one thing God still has over everybody. Hello? Is there anybody here who knows better than God? That's one thing God still has over everybody. God knows better than everybody. The tomorrow you are struggling to enter, he has already been there. 2016 that we are going to fast and pray for, he has already been there. He has already set it in motion. The day we were born, the day we are going to die, he set all that in motion. A father can tell his son, I've shown you everything I know. And then one day the son rises up and says, well, since I know everything that my father knows, I'm as wise as my father. But the son forgets that there are some things that the father can keep back. Amen? Amen.